from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would Drake May play if Jacoby's unavailable?
I would like to sit here and say 100%. He's our second best quarterback on our roster right now. Next question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure until I watch the film.
Okay. Gerard Mayo is figuring it out in New England, and I guess you can't blame him. First year on the job, replacing Bill Belichick, if you want it, as well. But you gotta be a little bit sort of, what, worried? No, something. When the coach is so flustered when giving an answer that he just sort of rushes in with, I have to watch the film. He does, really? There's still film yet for Gerard Mayo to watch? He doesn't really have an informed opinion. Of course he does. He doesn't want to share it. Yeah, he's sort of tying himself up, trying to talk about where that all stands. You know, my advice would be, with some experience in these matters, don't try so hard. Honesty's good. You don't even have to... What did Belichick do forever? Just, like, not even answer the questions. So sometimes I think that might be useful. Let's look for more of your calls here as we get going post-preseason. Sorry, it's weird. 803-0550 is the number. Let's go to Ed next. Hello, Ed.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, last year felt a little more positive than this year. I think more just because of the familiarity of what we had on the roster. Going in, you know, we added a few new pieces. You don't tip your hand, you don't steam all that, but mm-hmm. with a whole lot of sense of you know, goodness or trust that we're going to be better than we were last year. I'm hoping, you know, week one we come out and just blow the doors off of Arizona and go from there. But right now it just doesn't feel very confident right now.
Yeah, I think that's the way most fans, or at least many fans, feel, of course. Yeah, I was looking at, thanks, Ed. I was looking at the spreads this morning for the first several Bills games. I got to the Tennessee game and then I moved on. So 7 weeks. They are not by much in each case. They are underdogs in 4 of their first 6 games. And for the last 3 years, they maybe were underdogs twice the whole season when these lines would come out. I mean, last year was maybe once at Kansas City. They probably were an underdog in that game. Not always are they by kickoff, these games in Kansas City. They haven't been an underdog every time. But at Miami, at Baltimore, at Houston, at the Jets, the Bills are, I looked at DraftKings, the Bills are between a 1 and 3 point underdog in each one of those games as of now. Like I've said, the caller is talking about a lack of confidence, and that's many people. If you do not have a lack of confidence in the Bills and you're in the betting space, go get it, because you can bet all those games right now. And I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm saying that's one way to, you know, win at the game if you think a team is sort of mis-evaluated. They are underdogs four times in their first six. And again, I think that it's not the only games this year where they're an underdog. I think San Francisco is also one of these, and maybe there's another. They have not had that many games where they were a dog in years. So, you know, it's just another form that it takes when there's less confidence in a team. And also the Jets, which I don't know why exactly. We've talked about this a little bit last week. The Jets have steam when it comes to the betting markets. Like, the Jets have moved into the favorite position. Even they're at San Francisco Monday night, week one. I saw 3.5. Who's only getting 3.5 points at the 49ers in week one? I mean, Dallas would be an underdog, be a bigger underdog than that. Philadelphia, maybe Detroit. I think these teams would all be bigger underdogs at the Niners. The Niners have stuff. They have Ayuk to work out. You know, McCaffrey had a calf tweak or something. That's probably not relevant. I don't think people are really worried about him. Trent Williams now is not going to play, apparently, until he gets paid. Offensive tackle, one of the best in the league. Like, they have some issues, but the Jets are only a 3.5-point road favorite at San Francisco week one. Everybody loves the Jets, right? Except Bulldog. Bulldog is holding firm. I haven't talked to him today, but he has been the one guy who's just just get out of here with the Jets stuff. Rodgers is old. They're the Jets. They've always been the Jets. They'll always be the Jets. I don't believe in it. And, you know, that's why we love Bulldog. Just, nope. And you're all hoping he's right. Let's go to Wes next. Hello, Wes.
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you, sir.
Thank you. Same.
Longtime listener. It's the first time I've ever gotten on the line with you guys. I was wondering, you know, for some reason, and I don't even know why, but I had high hopes for Justin Shorter.
Oh, yeah?
And he was injured all last year, yet they kept him. So I assumed they had plans for him, you know. But I haven't heard a word about him all through training camp. And I was wondering if you had any inclination on what they might do with Shorter.
I think from, you know, reading Sal and, like yourself, not really hearing any buzz about him, he's probably in tough. You know, fifth round pick last year, right? He was a draft pick last year. So, you know, you're hoping, and I would think a team would be, you know, as the Bills did, you know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fine, inclined to keep the player around, but they needed help at that position. He never got to that point or was given that opportunity. And then you're right. Like, this year, it's been all about Shavers this year.
Oh, yeah, recently, yes.
So, yeah, I think, you know, Sal has, thanks for the call, Wes. Sal has on Twitter his guess for the 53. He will not be on today. He's at a golf tournament today, but I'm sure we'll talk to Sal tomorrow, and he'll be all over the radio station as usual. He's got his, like, it's just right pin tweet, maybe, like the 53. And he does not have Shorter on the team. He does have Shavers on the team. He has Andreessen on the team. He has MVS making it. There's a little bit of guaranteed money there. So, yeah, Sal is your guy for that. I don't spend as much time, maybe no one does, on sort of the back end of the roster every year because, you know, to me, it's just not that critical. You want to have good depth. Of course, you want to, you know, anybody's willing to take interest in it, but it doesn't change much, if anything, for me ever for like what your team's chances are, like what we're talking about. So, I mean, good luck to Justin Shorter, but I also haven't heard much about him this summer. 803-0550 is the number. It is wide receiver, though. I mean, there is clearly the Bills have shown this by their actions. There is room. There has been room for somebody to emerge. And maybe Shavers has done it. It sounds like he probably has. And as we go into the regular season, it is still very sort of confusing how it's going to work out. Just difficult to know. And sometimes in the preseason, you get answers. It's both who plays and who doesn't. So you get a sense of what a team, who a team thinks it's more important to not risk an injury to. And then, of course, how they do. I mean, Shavers played plenty in the preseason. Ultimately, Coleman didn't. I mean, Coleman in Pittsburgh without Allen, but didn't play against Carolina. You know that Coleman is a big enough investment that they have a lot of plans for him. But, you know, he's also a rookie who, like any rookie, could use the work, and they decided to keep him out. He's fine. We're not questioning whether he's fine. We know he is. I don't know if he starts against the Cardinals. I think it has sounded all summer like Mac Hollins is somebody who's going to start and play a lot, and every time they're asked, they talk up Shakir. So he's definitely out there. Maybe not the first play, but he's definitely on the field a lot. And Samuel is injured. Turf toe can be the kind of injury that lingers. I don't know what his status would be for week one. It hasn't been ruled out that he will play. It's too far away even to really know anyway. But if he doesn't play, that makes it easier. Just, can you believe it? I mean, that's the thing. Whether it's Justin Shorter or anything else, as we get to week one, and we almost have, it's kind of unbelievable that this is the group. Due respect. I like Samuel just fine. Shakir did well. Coleman, we'll see. It's kind of unbelievable that, you know, Mac Hollins and Marquez Valdez-Scantling are, like, relevant. And that's how it looks right now. Hollins is definitely going into the season. I mean, what a difference. The Bills have had this luxury that they achieved for themselves with Diggs and Davis, who was also a day three pick. But, you know, that was great for what he gave you. They've had this luxury going back years where really just, you know, we've argued about whether they should have someone else too, but they haven't had to worry about a thing at wide receiver. They stopped short of piling on to Diggs and Davis, and that's something we've debated many times, that strategy. But somehow, fingers are crossed, somehow we got to week one pretty much, and who's your number one? Can you believe that Shakir would be their number one going back to last year or ever? Again, due respect. I mean, he has done fine, and he might end up being super important here. It's just like, for as many analysts and fans that would tell you how interesting a prospect he is and what the upside might be, nobody ever has talked about him like a number one. And he might be it. Curtis Samuel has never been a team's number one receiver. Like, always liked him. Carolina had his moments. DJ Moore was there Washington with McLaurin, never been a number one guy. And who is it him? Maybe it's him. So, as we know, the mantra this year has been how we're going to try this now. We're going to try diversification in targets and whatnot, not lean into one guy. And the Bills are saying all the time how they think this could be better, as we've debated. But it is just amazing that the season is about here and their number one receiver is either Khalil Shakir or Samuel, who's hurt, or someone else. I mean, could it be? It's not going to be Coleman right away. It's not going to be Chase Claypool. That came and went. Just kind of amazing that this is the outcome. It's not the real outcome. The real outcome is in the games. But just like, you know, trying to set expectations for these players this year, I mean, has been very challenging, and it remains that as we get close to the opener. Lines are open for your calls. Dave Pasch will join me at 4. It's been many years since I've talked to Dave. Voice of the Arizona Cardinals, among many jobs he has. I mean, he's been on ESPN for 20 years or so now, doing football and basketball. I've been looking forward to talking to Dave again, and today's the day. Also, Bills running back Ray Davis will join me later on. This is Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today. Thanks for listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.